What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Our district is in the southeastern to sort of northeastern part of Sioux Falls. When you talk about diversity, we pretty much have an extreme representation as far as ethnicity and socioeconomics as well. The district actually stretches up into the area where one of my production facilities is, and that area surrounding that is attractive to a large number of our immigrants and refugees that come into town, so they bring a lot of diversity. Then farther on the southeastern part of town, we have representation by a lot of single homeowners. There's diversity as far as age. I think it's quite representative of differences of opinions, differences of educational and socioeconomics, and a good representation as far as what people want to keep South Dakota the best place and Sioux Falls the best place to live and raise a family.
Discuss a major issue or a topic that you want the legislature to address.
The one that is paramount to me is education, and I have to give kudos to the Blue Ribbon Task Force. They did outstanding work, but when you understand the depth of the education issue, it isn't a solution that can come about just from a couple years of work. It's one that is going to require intensive commitment and that's longitudinal in its approach. And one part in particular that's important to me is compensation of teachers and retention of teachers. Just recently, information coming out that with some of the increased funds that were going to teachers, you're not seeing equanimity across the districts and that actually translating to increased pay to teachers. So to me, it's important that we've recognized that we need to pay attention to this, but we still have more work to do. Retaining teachers is incredibly important, and we know that that's been a challenge. The other piece I feel that relates directly to that is workforce and education, and that's been a topic that has been tossed around a lot as well. But there again, actions need to be intentional. What are the things we do at the educational level that directly feed to our workforce? What is the strength of our technical education program? And we know that compared to other states, our community colleges, we don't have a community college system here in this state, and our technical institutes are few. So my emphasis would try to be to look at those areas, community colleges and technical institutes, and see what you could do specifically that would result in definite improved workforce availability, provision of good wages and good jobs for people that have results 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with these different types of problems?
You know, one of the first things I would do, and I've been waiting for this invitation from somebody myself, but I would like to hear from my constituents. One of the first things I would do, should I have the privilege to be elected, would be to set up several town halls. I know people are busy, but I think that people who are interested would find the time to come and meet with me, share their ideas. And, you know, in today's day and age, we don't always have to do them the way it's always been done. It doesn't have to be in an official town hall. We can use social media and virtual communication to be able to reach out and collect information from people. So before I would offer up solutions, I want my solutions to reflect what my constituents want, which kind of takes me back to your first question when you asked me to describe my district. The diversity of the people in my district is going to, of course, lead to diversity in opinions and desires of what they would like the state and me as a legislator to do for them. So collecting that information is important to me. And following what they would like, even though I will have my own ideas after having researched things, we are elected to represent our constituents, and I have a real commitment to do that. So on that front, the things that I would say that are important that I would like to get input from my constituents are their feeling on keeping our community safe. What do they feel as far as gun control is something they would accept? I certainly support the amendment that allows us to bear arms, but I'm awfully also heavily concerned about arms in the hands of people who shouldn't have them. So what are my constituents saying? What do they really want to make their community safe? And on that safe front also, the whole issue of distracted driving and even age of drivers, I think, is an issue. Some of these things that are so obvious that affect our safety are ones that deserve discussion, and then we figure out, are we doing things the way they should be? Do we really have to do things the way they always have been, and can we make some changes? I am a business owner here in town. I own Grand Prairie Foods with my husband. We have about 200 people that work for us, so every day when I wake up, I think about how what we do allows 200 families and thousands of people really to have a good, happy life here in Sioux Falls. And so I'm extremely interested in things that support continued economic development, that support the development of small and large businesses, because I do believe the end result is stronger individuals, which lead to a stronger community.